It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, Trump hates her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, he likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, this team is just not that good.
Really? Both of them start with R?
No. Huh? Never confuse those two.
No.
Well. It seems good talent is hard to find.
A bag with a career.
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear.
That's.
A clear crystallized substance.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Alrighty then. It's the e-break brought to us by Service Experts and Advanced Hair Restoration. And we do it live from Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. We slipped north of the red last night doing the show this morning. Already had several P1s come by and see us. We're right by the big sports bar, League, if you want to come by and say hi. As the $1.4 million Gas Monkey Garage giveaway continues here at Choctaw through September 27th. All right, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is from the hard line. It's Bob.
Bob.
He is up for an e-break. He introduces Corby for a segment. The problem is Corby doesn't host this segment, e-news. And this one is this one's really good. We're going to have to break this one down after we give it a listen.
The Cowboys lose at least one starter for what could be 2 months. We'll talk about that and what they do about it at 5:15. But right now, we step down for this.
That was a tease right there.
We make it look easy. It's not easy. Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson.
Oh, excuse me. This is Dave.
Jeez. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Here's Dave.
I've been doing e-news for a while now. I know he's OG.
Well, I thought I was introducing him for
tennis.
I
enjoyed his enthusiasm. Yeah. That was my name.
Corby Davidson!
Oh, it's Dave.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Oh, it's Dave. It's just Dave.
It's fart man over there. Yeah. Go for it.
Isn't that awesome? Just after he says, hey, we make this look easy. It's not easy, but it's, you know, we make it look easy. And he introduces Corby instead of Dave.
We make it look easy.
All right, one more time of Bob out on the branch.
The Cowboys lose at least one starter for what could be 2 months. We'll talk about that and what they do about it at 5:15. But right now, we step down for this.
That was a tease right there.
We make it look easy. It's not easy. Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson.
Oh, excuse me, this is Dave. This is Dave.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. Here's Dave.
I've been doing e-news for a while now. I know he's OG.
Well, I thought I was introducing him for tennis.
I enjoyed his enthusiasm with my name.
Yeah.
Corby Davidson.
Oh, it's Dave.
Yeah, sorry, it's Dave. It's just Dave.
It's the fart man over there. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, the screaming announcer voice was very out of character for Bob, too.
Yeah, just feeling good about himself. Just nailed the tease, and it really was a good tease, and then that, and then the awkward phrase of, I thought I was introducing you for tennis.
Tennis.
He thought Corby was going to tell his tennis story about playing with Dirk and all the celebs. All right, that's great. That is Bob as candidate number one. This happened on the morning show this week. Will Connerly, been doing a great job doing ticket tickers. And you and I looked at each other at the end of this ticker because Will just slowly just went out to sea and didn't say who he was or anything.
Texas lost in 10 innings yesterday at the Mets, which snapped their 6-game win streak. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from Daikin Park. Ticker also brought to you by Texas Radio Therapy.
This is Sports Radio 96.7
He didn't say his name or anything. Now we have Will with us. What happened there, Will?
I just lost the copy. I mean, I couldn't find it, and
couldn't remember his name because he couldn't find the card.
Remember my name either. Yeah,
man, I'm with you. That is such a panic moment. That happens to all of us. What are we supposed to say? Who's the sponsor again? You got a fine copy,
but you had worked in the sponsor.
But he had one more, I think.
Well,
right?
I had to do the 10-second read for Texas Radiotherapy, and I just ended up losing it.
The copy along with it.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
So right. Instead of explaining what was going on, you just decided silence was the best thing.
Right.
Just take
just
a
froze.
Knee. Let's just take a knee right here. Let's do the quarterback slide right here. Let's not get any more yardage. All right, one more time.
Texas lost in 10 innings yesterday at the Mets, which snapped their six-game win streak. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from Daikin Park. Ticker also brought to you by Texas Radio Therapy.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
The end.
Nailed it.
All right, Will. You keep swinging. You're doing good.
Appreciate
we like
it.
You, Will. We think you do good work. That is Will as candidate number two. Candidate number three, he's back. He's back. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. But Craig Rosengarten from the tee box. Now, we've decided it's not really a good idea for him to open the show or to end the show. We've heard a couple of examples of that. How about this? How about we put him in this position? Let's have him throw it to a break and talk about what's coming up next. That might work, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's see.
You know, kind of old clubs and stuff. But, yeah, I imagine I probably get a few hanging around that I could flip for a little dough.
Yeah. Anyway, come out and see us at Golf Roots out in Farmers Branch. Come out and make some money. We got a big show coming up. Coming up next, we changed it. I don't remember.
You changed it.
No. What's next?
This is what happens when you alter the run sheet 2 minutes before the show starts.
New tournaments in Texas?
No, that's not right, is it?
I thought we had switched.
Yes, we switched it.
Okay,
we switched it. We're coming up. Eli's got a story.
Oh, that one,
and we're going to hear about it.
But before we do that, let's talk about the greatness of the Eagle Challenge charity.
Gosh.
Oh, man. There's a lot in there. A lot of swerving all over the road after that e-brake was hit. All right, one more time.
You know, kind of old clubs and stuff. But, yeah, I imagine I probably get a few hanging around that I could flip for a little dough.
Yeah. Anyway, come out and see us at Golf Roots out in Farmers Branch. Come out and make some money. We got a big show coming up. Coming up next. We changed it. I don't remember.
You changed it.
No. What's next?
This is what happens when you alter the run sheet 2 minutes before the show starts.
New tournaments in Texas?
No, that's not right, is it?
I thought we had switched.
Yes, we switched it.
Okay,
we switched it. We're coming up. Eli's got a story.
Oh, that one,
and we're going to hear about it.
But before we do that, let's talk about the greatness.
My God,
we're coming up, and Eli's got a story, and we're going to hear about it.
What does "we're coming up" mean?
Oh, man, it's so great. All right. Is it Bob? Is it Will? Or is it Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
One time I was paragliding and a cow stole my equipment and I had to chase him for 2 miles. Ding, 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 ding. One time I was paragliding and something got all hung up in my risers. You know what it was? The number 6 Mylar balloon. You know who released it? After wiping birthday cake icing off his face with a pointy hat, the big old bear.
Oh, my God.
Who wins?
It does sound like a...
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
8:07 in the morning, coming at you live, filling in for the Jobinator. It's me, the Silver Fox, my D's in a box, coming at you live from the Fox 4 studio, dropping it on your chest. It's me, Mike,
juicy. Now I'm going to shove it on over to my boy, Corby Davidson. No, wait.
Okay, thank you for the Bob vote. We enjoyed the play. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
He's at the 45-40, 35-10-5, and what on God's green earth just happened, George?
Okay,
huh? What? Help him out. Help him out, Craig.
Yeah, help me out. Oh,
do you believe in the mean green?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Well, the Colorado State Rams just the UTSA Roadrunners again, and give me contestant number one because the Rams are number one.
Okay, all right, all right.
By the way, Colorado State's off to a 1-1 start. I think that's their best start in school history.
Boy, they got lucky against the Northern Colorado, too, to get that win.
That's right.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
HSO for the one true muser, and then I'd like to place my vote.
Okay.
Junior, you seem to be the only one reasonable regarding the Cowboys. So if we could remind all these dumb A Cowboy fans to stop showing up at these games, that'd be great. And then for my vote, I'd like to vote Doggy for Boys. George, you know what I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah. What? You're more likely to have a boy if you're the one that isn't pregnant in the most canine of positions.
Doggy for Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that a vote?
That's a tough one.
I'm just looking for votes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is Luke from Coppell, and okay. I'd like to vote for...
What? Okay. Will vote.
Oh,
will
that's vote. A will it's vote. A will Got vote. It. Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. The world's most streamed radio station.
Hey, musers.
Uh-oh. Hey. Who's this?
It's Bloody Murder Girl.
Okay.
I vote for Bob. Bloody Murder!
Hello, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hey guys, it's E-Break Man, and this song is sponsored by.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Standing at a stout 4'11", playing Waterboy, University of Oklahoma. Give me Corby Davidson.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, Junior, it's Cruz and Lido.
Hi, Cruz.
Hey, I enjoyed your recap of the Emmys. It was great.
Hey, thanks, man.
Also enjoyed the Emmys. The best part was the Sydney Sweeney presentation. That was amazing.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to look for Will Connolly, my man.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, fellas. Great show this morning. You're doing great. I'd like to vote in the E-Break Award.
Okay.
If I could. Can you put me through to Junior?
Yes, right here.
I'm right here.
Hey, Junior. Oh, my gosh. You are my celebrity fan crush. Love you. Got posters on the wall of you. Got all the mouth holes cut out. I'm doing the thing with the deal that you told me to do.
Okay.
I'd like to vote for number two.
Okay. Jeez. That took a long time. Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Okay. It's like double fake Coco.
Coco vote for. Wait, who I vote for? What that coming up? Job, you help me?
Is that a Rosengarten? Garden?
Yeah, that's Rosen.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hey.
Boy, it's been a weird morning, but before I just want to scatter shoot a little bit here and wonder what happened to that young man, Fernando.
Yeah, he's retired. Not young anymore. He retired.
Oh, the man hung up on me one day, so I had a little bit of angst for that man. But anyway, I'd like to vote for the middle guy, the one that featured the improper antecedent in his confusing ticker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Will Connerly.
Texas lost in 10 innings yesterday at the Mets, which snapped their 6-game win streak. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from Daikin Park. Ticker also brought to you by Texas Radio Therapy.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right. Is that the first win for Will?
That is Will Connerly's first e-break win in a massive upset, I must say.
Yeah.
He is now 138 behind the all-time leader, Norman. What are we doing next? It's...